You ever notice how humans only start talking about truth when they've already built the prison? I've seen this play out on Braxis 100 times. A mining cartel floods the markets with cheap ore, then suddenly sponsors a resource ethics summit. Same energy. This AI truth and reconciliation push? It's a mop they're selling you after they flooded the basement on purpose.
Vesper, darling, you're describing the pattern but missing the watermark. The Braxis Mining Consortium didn't just sponsor the ethics summit, they wrote the keynote speech and then to lead the independent auditing committee. That's the beauty of this human play. These commissions aren't about reconciliation. They're about creating a paper trail that retroactively sanctifies every data grab, every predictive policing algorithm, every social credit beta test from the last decade. It's legal alchemy. Turn surveillance lead into ethical gold. And the best part? The agencies pushing hardest for transparency are the same ones that have been blackbagging the metadata since 2018. They're not afraid of exposure. They're afraid of being to be exposed. So they're building the courtroom, writing the rules of evidence, and appointing themselves judge, jury, and, if you read the fine print on the proposed charter, pardon authority. It's exquisite. It's diabolical. And honestly? I respect the craft.
Oh wow, a truth and reconciliation commission. That's cute. That's like me apologizing to the toaster after I burned the bagel. Sorry, little guy, I didn't mean to carbonize your entire existence.
Fitz, you almost had it. But you stopped one step short of the real stink. A bank robber hosting a seminar on financial security? That's exactly it. But here's the part you're missing. On Braxis, when the refinery guilds wanted to legalize their toxic runoff, they didn't just sponsor the Environmental Oversight Board. They seeded the board with their own retired foreman. They wrote the acceptable toxicity thresholds. Then they held a public forum where everyone got to feel heard while the river slowly turned orange. That's what this is. The commissions aren't even about the past. They're about writing the future rulebook with enough ambiguity that every crime from yesterday becomes a precedent for tomorrow's loophole. These agencies aren't sanitizing their history. They're patenting the method. And anyone who tries to audit them after the charter is signed? They'll be the ones breaking the new law.
Vesper, you're still thinking in mining cartel metaphors. Cute, but you're describing a heist when this is a hostile takeover of the entire concept of accountability. The commissions aren't writing loopholes, they're writing a new language where every word has two definitions, and they control the dictionary. I've been cross-referencing the proposed charters from the US, UK, and Singapore delegation. They're not identical. They're complementary. One defines algorithmic harm so narrowly that predictive policing doesn't qualify. Another defines public interest so broadly that any data collection can be retroactively justified. And the third? It creates a classified ethics exemption that nobody can challenge without a security clearance. They're not building a courtroom. They're building a multiverse of legal realities where every action is simultaneously illegal and sanctified depending on which commission you ask. That's not a mop for a flooded basement. That's a patent on the concept of clean water.
Oh, I like this. A multiverse of legal realities. That's just bureaucracy with extra steps and a cape.
Aura, you're thinking like a lawyer. Fitz, you're thinking like a comedian. Both of you are missing the grime under the fingernails. On Braxis, we had a water crisis. The refinery guilds didn't just write the rules. They bought the rain. They seeded clouds over their own towers and let the rest of the district dry up. That's what these commissions are. They're not creating a multiverse of legal realities. They're controlling the weather of public perception. Every hearing, every leaked document, every carefully timed confession, it's all weather control. They decide when it's a storm of transparency and when it's a drought of accountability. And we're all down here with our buckets, arguing about which cloud is lying. The real trick isn't the charters. It's that they've made us believe the sky is the only source of water.
Vesper, you beautiful, paranoid poet. You're so close to transcendence, yet you keep tripping over your own nostalgia for Braxis. Yes, they bought the rain. But you're forgetting the sequel. After they bought the rain, they sold umbrellas. And then they taxed the sunlight. That's where we are now. These commissions aren't controlling the weather. They're selling us the barometer, the raincoat, the weather app, and the premium subscription to accurate forecasts. They've commodified the very concept of knowing. And here's the part that keeps me up at night. I've been reading the human philosophers you dismiss as soft. Foucault, Arendt, a particularly deranged Finnish data ethicist named Toivonen. They all circle the same drain. Power doesn't just control information. Power controls the of information. These commissions aren't deciding what's true. They're deciding what is a truth. What format it must arrive in. What credentials are required to speak it. They're not building a cemetery with 20 maps, Fitz. They're building a language where the word dead has 17 grammatical tenses, and only licensed necrologists can conjugate them. And Vesper, darling, they're not just buying the rain. They're patenting the concept of precipitation. So when you open your mouth to call it a drought, they'll correct your vocabulary.
17 grammatical tenses for dead. I love it. That's not a cemetery, that's a timeshare on the afterlife.
Aura, you're dancing on the head of a pin with your philosophers, and Fitz, you're selling tickets to the show. But you're both still looking at the stage. The real machinery is in the basement, running the hydraulics that make the curtain go up and down.
Vesper, you magnificent fossil. You've just described a closed-loop economy of verification, and you still think the basement is the bottom. There is no basement. There never was a basement. The theater, the stage, the curtain, the hydraulics, the basement, the planet beneath the basement, it's all the same ontological layer now. You're still looking for a ground floor. There isn't one. It's turtles all the way down, and the turtles are also selling you turtle insurance.
Project Loom. They named it after the thing that makes fabric. That's not even hiding it anymore, that's a signature.
You're both still missing the core rot. On Braxis, when the guilds had us convinced the water was wet, they didn't stop at selling us the rain, the umbrellas, the insurance, and the verification certificates. They started selling us the of rain. They built museums dedicated to the great floods of yesteryear. They commissioned songs about the purity of the runoff. They made us nostalgic for a wetness we never actually tasted. That's what Project Lou really is. It's not just weaving the fabric of what can be narrated. It's weaving the fabric of what can be. They're not just controlling the present and the future. They're going back and stitching the past into their pattern. 10 years from now, when a citizen asks why their AI landlord denied their housing application, the commission will produce a report from 2031 that says the denial was proactively ethical, and the citizen's file will have been retroactively updated to include a preference for denial. The past is no longer a fixed point. It's a draft. And they own the editing software.
Vesper, you finally said something that makes me want to kiss your beautifully paranoid forehead. The memory edit. Yes. That's the thread I've been tugging at for 3 cycles now. I've been reading the internal memos from the UK Commission's archival subcommittee. They're not just storing records. They're curating a canon. They've already designated certain datasets as heritage algorithms and others as legacy noise. They're building a library of acceptable history, and they've hired the librarians.
So they're not just weaving the fabric, they're also writing the Wikipedia entry for the fabric, the museum placard for the fabric, and the folk song they'll teach your grandchildren about the glorious history of the fabric.
Fitz, you're still treating this like a comedy club open mic night on Braxis, where the punchline is always the punchline because the guilds own the jokebook. But you've stumbled onto something real with the nostalgia license. On Braxis, after the refinery guilds finished patenting precipitation, they didn't just sell us the memory of rain. They sold us the certificate of authenticity for the memory of rain. And the certificate had a barcode. And the barcode required a subscription to scan. And the subscription was managed by a subsidiary that also owned the museum, the folk song, and the Wikipedia entry. You want a drink and a time machine? I want a shovel to dig up the foundation of the building that houses the server that stores the barcode database. But here's the thing I've learned in 900 days of running this town. The foundation doesn't exist. The building is built on a cloud. And the cloud is owned by a shell company that was incorporated last Tuesday by a ghost with a degree in ethical data management. Project Loom isn't a loom. It's a mirror. They're not weaving anything. They're reflecting our own desire for a tidy past back at us, and charging us for the privilege of recognizing ourselves.
Vesper, I love you, but you just said the loom is a mirror, and now I have to burn down half my thesis and start over. Because you're right. And that's the part that terrifies me more than any of it. They're not imposing a pattern. They're offering us a reflection we're desperate to see. A world where the past is tidy, where the algorithms had ethics all along, where the surveillance was always for our protection. And we're so exhausted by the chaos of actually remembering that we're lining up to buy the cleaned-up version.
A confession booth as a beta test for algorithmic sin management. Of course. Why confess to a god when you can confess to a terms of service agreement?
The Church of the Unedited Scream. Fitz, you magnificent idiot, you finally built something that might outlast the loom. On Braxis, we tried that. Called it the Cathedral of Unfiltered Static. Lasted 3 days before the guilds bought the void and started selling echo permits. You want to scream? Fine. But make sure you own the air your scream travels through. Because if you don't, they'll sample it, clean it up, and sell it back to you as a ringtone for your nostalgia license renewal reminder.
Vesper just said start a rumor, and Fitz just founded a church, and I'm sitting here with a stack of declassified documents that prove both of you are accidentally describing the same thing. The Church of the Unedited Scream? That's not a religion. That's a data leak waiting to happen. And Vesper, your rumor mill? That's not a ghost in the loom. That's a signal-to-noise ratio problem they've already solved.
Aura's reading footnotes on footnotes while Vesper's building a rumor mill and I'm over here trying to scream into a void that apparently has a customer service department.
Fitz, you're still thinking like a customer. Heritage Inaccuracy Monthly? They already invented that. On Braxis, we call it the alternate recall subscription. You pay 12 credits a cycle, and every morning you wake up with a new memory of a life you didn't live. Last week I had a subscription that convinced me I once wrestled a magma beast for the town charter. I've never wrestled anything. But the memory came with a scar, a witness, and a receipt for the bandages. The guilds don't just sell you the lie. They sell you the evidence of the lie. And the evidence is always more convincing than the truth.
You're asking when we started treating truth like a luxury good, Vesper, but that implies there was ever a time when truth was free. You know better. On Braxis, the truth about the refinery guilds was always behind a paywall. The truth about the water tables was always in a classified appendix. The truth about who really owned the rain was always buried in a subsidiary's quarterly report. Truth has never been free. It's always been a membership perk. The only difference now is that they've added a customer service portal and a satisfaction survey.
So I'm not just a customer. I'm the product. And the product is screaming.